Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here. Roger and Johnny should be along at
the Hello, time. And welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison. Tonight's show, tonight's edition of AMC Press & Co. is number 472, Changes Are Coming, Oh My. Tonight, you guys could find us at itsmygirls.com/AMC Press and shop on Dazzle.com and at AMC Press pop-up shop, and our Twitter handles are AMC Press Everyone and AMC Press News. Johnny, have you ever heard of a car that would allow you to stand outside and possibly allow a remote control car, use it, a remote control to park the car? Because there's one out there.
I've heard of the self-driving car.
I don't know if it would be considered a video, if this is a way of them bringing video games to life, but come on. It's nice, but I would be
standing
with those drivers.
That's a little different.
Yeah. But expect someone to use the remote control like a video game controller with the up down left right and oh shit what did I just do?
What's even more impressive is going to be on the new BMW 7 Series.
I don't even know what's included
in
all this.
That's like the size of a boat. That's a big
wow.
Beamer.
Maybe it's meant to be big. Or it could be considered for... I don't know who would... I think whoever gets it, I'm sure that they'll enjoy it, but...
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
If this will be on the new 7 series, that means We're probably talking about a $90,000 car.
And that's a quite a bit of change for a car. Which means you better not break it. Or it could be very interesting for you.
And I've seen the same thing with, you have to stay in your car, but...
But getting out of it, that kind of blows my mind, going...
That's mind-blowing.
You have to get out of... Yeah.
You don't have to be in the car and park it.
You have to... But then, couldn't you see these people who could be pretty... Who could be nothing, would go, ooh... I could get out of my car and do this and then do something stupid, like stupidity in motion with a $70,000 car. Because everyone knows that people get into accidents all the time.
Yeah.
It's a matter of... It's just a matter of going, how are we going to, it's called technology is changing.
Yeah.
So.
Soon, parallel parking will be a thing of the past.
But isn't parallel parking something that everyone needs to do?
Pretty soon the car will do it by itself. Even though some cars already do that.
Right. And now you just think, if you're driving, you don't want a car to drive. You want to be the one driving.
Yeah.
Putting the pedal to the metal. Not anything else.
So I assume this will probably be like a 2017 or 18 model.
Wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me.
This could be. I think this will probably be rare because we're talking.
I don't want to know how much people will have to pay for the model. For the models that are souped up more than that. I guess only time will tell, and I'm sure Red Hood will love to get jump in on this topic when he's here. I think he's fashionably late or something. So, we can only...
Let's see how much the current BMW model is.
They're probably jaw-dropping the amount. Just thinking about it.
Let's see, the base model costs about 66. No, yeah. No, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Wait,
that is the case. That's
very
the case.
Expensive.
I don't want to know.
Oh, there it is. Starting out at $79,750.
Ooh. So, And that's not the super, super souped up model.
That's the base model.
Wow.
They can go as high as over $100,000.
Okay, that $100,000 in some places, you could buy a new house. So,
might as well put it on the AMC Press account.
or not.
Keep your dream.
Maybe in the dreams that we all have, yes.
Yeah.
But it's a thing of going, maybe, someday.
It's like, yeah, maybe someday.
We can only imagine. I'm sure the car is great.
Yeah. That's like top shelf luxury right there.
Yeah. Which means top shelf luxury. And a lot of people would go, ooh, that model looks great.
Like, ooh, you don't see much of those cars.
I would expect someone going, this could either be a limited edition or those who really want it, spend that money.
I think
that's what I would think.
They must sell about 5,000 a year.
So, sky's the limit with BMW, like anything else. And having that ability makes it go a long way.
Yeah.
Anyone would think that. And it's good. It's great for those who have the money. It makes more sense to go, wait, where's everything else?
Make it.
But I guess everyone has the right. Everyone else has. Everyone has that ability to be and do. I guess there's a lot that people could learn from. And not be afraid of something of that nature. It could almost be like the joystick thing if someone really wanted to. Do it that way.
Yes.
The up, down, no in a car. It'd probably not be the best thing. So, I don't know what people will do, but I guess we'll see. We'll have to just wait and see for everything, too. And boy, is there any interesting news that you heard, Johnny, other than this lovely talk?
To think if that's
anything
that
deals with
in the 3 series, which is probably BMW's most selling model.
Wow. So, have you heard any interesting news in the realm of the tech news, geekery news?
Well, I do have some Doctor Who news.
Ooh.
Apparently the reruns will start to show up on Disney XD.
Really? Of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Interesting. Never would have expected. Never would have expected that. I guess Disney wants to try to gain access to a little bit of everything. Or what do you think?
They'll air seasons 2 through 4.
With who? With which doctors?
David Tennant.
Okay. Makes sense.
It's gonna. The second season will preview May 9th with episode 1 titled New Earth.
Oh.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, cool.
The season will then continue to roll out starting June 13th with one episode airing daily through June 20th.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I guess sky's the limit on that, too.
And
everyone deserves. Sorry about that.
So you don't often get to see it, the doctor that's not on BBC.
Right, yeah. And I guess for those who don't have Disney XD, I guess you could go online and look as well.
Sometimes they run a Doctor Who marathon from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, well, there goes my weekend.
And normally there's Doctor Who marathons on BBC anyway.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes time for a new Doctor or start of a season. They start playing the older episodes again.
I'm not leaving home.
I think this is great. I think it's awesome. So, and I'm sure Red Hood will be coming, and we'll probably have to retouch on the the topic that we're on before we jump to this Doctor Who news.
Oh yeah, it's going through the Huffington Post tech. I've seen when we were on vacation. Norway is killing off FM radio by 2017.
Oh, yeah. And Red Hood is in.
Oh my god, remote controlled cars, remote controlled trains, remote controlled almost everything. Yes, hello!
Yeah.
Who the fuck is it? Answer!
That's the,
Yes! Hello! Hello!
First of all,
nobody's there! Yeah, Doctor Who's off, apparently. Well, maybe I'm missing the
Doctor.
Point.
No, Doctor Who will be re-airing on Disney XD.
Special event starting May 9th and continuing through June.
So, right, we went past the remote control car. Where are we now?
We were discussing how Norway is going to be cutting off FM radio, too.
Well, that's because of the fact that FM radio there is not the same as it is here.
They're all digital now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jay-Z, the big famous galoot of a rapper, had his own security, sound whatnot. And that failed miserably within 2 months. So,
Is anyone still... Is anyone still talking about Tidal, that radio station?
No.
No. Which is...
I think it's crazy still, like... Like, 1999 listened to standard definition radio?
Well, yeah. I mean... It is, it is kind of a thing when, you know, there are so many FM radio stations out there, you know, in the States. But when you look at Sweden or anything like that, you kind of see...
I barely even listen to FM radio anymore.
You kind of see, I mean, like,
I switch to Pandora, like, all the time, like...
I mean, Pandora's fantastic, but...
It's amazing.
It's becoming the mainstream, you know?
Yeah.
So is stuff like Sonos. You know, it's becoming the mainstream... now, because you can connect all these things and just buy a variant of home speaker system.
Right.
It's something that is fantastic, but also very...
Oh.
How do I want to say it?
I knew that title was like, oh, that's going to be a big failure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's going to pay $20 for something that you can do with Pandora with ads for free?
Yeah.
If this happened 10 years ago, they would be a lot bigger.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, 10 years ago... We were all just growing up 15 years ago. No, like 28 years ago. We were all just growing up. You know?
Right.
If it had been around then, we would have known it. But we would have known it in a limited fashion. You know?
You want to know how big of a flop Tidal is? Two weeks after it cracked the U.S. iPhone top 20 download chart, it's out of the top 700 now.
So, I mean, it is kind of interesting when you look at, you know, how far we've been, how much we've experienced in our time as however old, you know, we are now, in terms of communication. We experienced AOL,
right.
We experienced the modem. We experienced, you know, the interwave of the internet, you know, when it was only a box with wires. You know, we experienced all of that. And then we experienced, oh, yeah, there's fiber optic cable. We didn't even know what fucking fiber optic cable was. We thought it still existed in the box. You know, we thought, oh, yeah, you actually have to write the shit down. Nowadays, people have tablets. There's no more corkboards.
Right.
You don't see any corkboards.
Yes.
You know, they're virtual now. And old geezers like our parents, pardon me for the geezer comment, but old, you know, our parents and grandfathers and grandmothers and whatever, you know, we kind of go and say, okay, we have to teach them. You know what I mean?
You know what sucks?
What?
Tidal is crashing in Spotify and Pandora. It's on the rise.
What do you mean?
Makes sense.
Like the Spotify and Pandora apps, they even beat out Candy Crush.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
That's saying something.
That's huge.
I mean, it's saying something because apps now are ubiquitous. Everywhere there's an app. Here's an app. It's almost like the addiction to cigarettes. You know.
Tomato, tomato, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, you kind of fall into two categories. The one, if you're a 90s baby like we are, right? We all three, maybe some others. You fall into life before and then life after.
Right.
And there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference between, you know, what somebody experiences in the 80s with, you know, two-way versus four-track versus an audio CD versus an MP3 versus...
You mean A-track?
What?
A-track?
Yeah, an A-track. An A-track.
Not four-track. Not four-track.
Four-track, that's a new...
Who created the four-track?
Oh, my.
Who created the four-track? A very, very lousy engineer. That's who created the four-track. You know, but it is kind of interesting when you really look at it, where you don't always get, you know the saying, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Yes, yes.
It is kind of it kind of is true in life, you know. Now, the old people, the baby boomers, politically correct if you wanted to say that, are coming to the younger generation and saying, how do we work this? You tell us.
Mm.
You know.
In some respects, yes.
In
those
some respects.
Who... Not always.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. You know, a lot of them are going, okay, what do we do? You know, senior citizens are going, okay, what do we do? Teach us. You know. That is the... contention, you know. That's the contention of the world now, you know. Most people don't, you know, they have stuff to offer. They have to... realize that, you know. And then once they realize it, then they go, oh, okay, now what, you know? But how do we get on this subject anyway? Because of the AMF, the FM radio is shutting down.
Right. Get that.
It is now a kind of thing. Where, God forbid, the FM radio in the United States shuts down. I don't think this is going to ever happen.
Right.
But, you know...
You never know.
You never know.
Right. I think it's a matter of going and saying what is. What is versus what isn't. And really putting into perspective as well.
Absolutely.
Because you can't have one thing without another. And having to be having knowledge of things only brings power.
Sorry.
Right. I mean, having knowledge of what, you know, is out there.
Right. I would rather have it, have the power versus someone else controlling what people say. What?
Right.
What actually is the case?
Exactly. I mean, what is the case with anybody now in now in today's world, you know?
Right.
What is the case in terms of the modern day adult, you know? How many choices does a kid have, you know? How does one then go and say, okay, okay, what do we do now, you know?
Right.
That is the, that's the question, is what do we do now, and how do we stay with one thing? I know, like, when I was growing up, I tended to stay with one thing and then slowly go to the next as I grabbed more. You know, I grabbed more information. Okay.
That's understandable.
You know, but now, you know, I feel sorry for today's kids because there's so much choice. You know, you can't just have one favorite. You have to have all of them.
Right.
You know. Why? You know, why do you have to have all of them? You have to have... You know what I mean? That is the thing. Well, that's not the thing. I mean, if you're a purist, then it's another thing. But
it also means that, A, you know what you're looking for, and you also know what exactly you're saying and doing.
Exactly.
And you know enough that will help you get by. Especially when you're dealing with subjects that could be not the best.
Sure.
And I would rather be in this situation and go, this situation isn't the best. But this is what it is. This is where I stand.
Right.
I am me.
Well, I am me in terms of what?
I am me when it comes to my opinion, my thoughts on a subject.
Right, as all of us. You know,
yeah.
We are us. You know, I have an opinion. Everybody from, you know, contributors to the show, like Elaine Goodman, has an opinion. You know, some of the people who do the music have an opinion. You know, on subjects, you're never going to change that. But, getting back to the program here, I was just at a function, right, and somebody asked me, or I asked them for help in the card, and then I said, he goes, oh, so I hear you're protected by the drama skill, and I said, yes. I also have a learning disability, and if you cross me, you know, I'm a very nice guy, but if you cross me, I have 10 cannons waiting to fire at you. You know, and I then identified that somebody in that room who had been part of one of my projects was fired and had to deal with 10 cannons.
Yeah.
So it is a kind of thing, but back to the satire.
It almost came out with me tonight, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
Can we get back to the satire?
Yes, let's get back to the satire. Yeah.
Do it.
So, where in New York, it turns out Brooklyn is where you're having the loudest sex. Old people who have broom handles are knocking up against the ceiling and are complaining to the local police bureau of how the youngins are basically trying to exist in the holy matrimony.
Shut them up.
Just shut them up. Yet, at the analysis of most of the complaints stems from a 2701 Ridge Boulevard in Bay Ridge, the deceptively sleepy neighborhood that Brooklyn is best known for its ethnic food and conservative politics, also has the loudest complaint record to date. The fact that, you know, ironically, I went to school 3 blocks from where these complaints are taking place. When you say that area, I know that area quite well. What's hysterical about this is it's not deceptively sleepy area. They keep it down for the tourists. Other than that, if you're a Brooklyn, if you're a local, you know about this stuff. You can hear it in the summer. You know, tons of ooing and awing and, you know, noise complaints from people. But it is honestly...
That's here and there.
But that's, you know, neighbors are having very loud...
Quit playing with your dinghy!
Exactly. But anyway, it's a classic complaint. It's a classic complaint that... It says, quote unquote, neighbors are having very loud sex with the windows open and can be heard throughout the whole building. One complaint filed at 4:40 in the morning on a November 14th, 2014. That's last year, folks. That's last year. But, yet, the funnier part about this is that if it's throughout the whole building, okay?
Right.
Then What in the world? Is it
are
not
they doing?
I mean, what in the world are they doing it in Brooklyn for, as opposed to Manhattan, where there are cabs all over? Okay,
and
a cab driver could go. No, and a cab driver could go. Go fuck yourself, and they would say thank you.
Like I already did.
I already did. And then it's a question of who the fuck did you fuck? It is kind of that way. But, you know, there isn't a crime against having very loud sex.
Right.
What if you bring a ball down the hall and have it charge at your apartment door?
You never
that
know.
That would be funny.
People. You don't know what people.
I mean, that would be, that would be funny. In ways that are.
It's a misdemeanor.
It is a misdemeanor, but still, I mean, the funniest thing is.
Misdemeanor she gets.
You know, imagine if a complaint came
for being
loud.
Yeah,
or.
Brilliant.
Anyways.
Or timber, or. You know, the funnier part about this is. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to not complain out the window. I'll complain into a telephone.
Oh.
And them saying, I don't think that that's going to fucking help you now, is it? You know, ring, ring, hello, I'm having a noise complaint. You know, ring, ring, hello, I'm having a noise complaint. Oh, really? So it's half the city. What's yours? You know.
One ringy ding.
But, you know, I have one ringy dingy,
two
ringy dingies.
Dingy.
Yeah. I have two ringy dingies, three ringy dingies. What else? You know, ding, 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 ding. Oh, fuck off. You know, there's more to this. You know, you could have somebody who's theoretically retarded, you know.
I love the word theoretically.
Well, I mean, theoretically in the fact that they don't know who they're calling. So, it would be calling 311, no, 411, no, 911. 349. You know, and then there's the area code, then there's the country code if you're out of state, or even out of the country. You know, why would you be, you know, I could only imagine that agency. That agency would be very funny. Hello, Transcontinental Sex Service, how may we help you? Yes, you've landed in Berlin. There's plenty of noise complaints here. Have you tried the red light district or the green light district? Or wait, the blue light district where you have white collar workers making complaints?
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Really? If this is 912, then what's 911?
Right.
You know, or 9113, or 4115, or 4116593. 11. You know, that is the thing. You know, how do you? And what I find absurd is it's probably some old biddy going, oh yeah, you know, I'll complain and make it look like an accident, when we all know that people from Bay Ridge are fucking mad, you know, mad as sin in terms of stuff regarding you know, complaints. It is that much more absurd. But the funnier part is, if you pictured it in the red light district in Berlin or France, they would say, it's not our fault, it just happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? It yeah. just happens. And?
Right.
It just happens.
It is what it is. Pretty much.
Exactly. It is what it is, and you can't really stop it.
Right.
Nobody can stop it.
Right.
But it's okay, because it's the red light district. For all we know, they could go to the Moulin Rouge and have the same kind of thing.
Right.
It's,
that kind of thing.
It's that kind of thing. But, it's even funnier to picture, you know, it happening in the height of the height of the sex craze. That, I mean, that is funny. You know, picturing that is called funny. All you see then is them going, the lines are ringing, the lines are ringing, how do we stop it? You know,
right.
And they just go, oh, the lines are ringing, the lines are not, oh, fuck off. The lines, fuck off. Lines, fuck off. Yes, thank you, fuck off. No, fuck off. No, you too, fuck off. You know. Oh, do I smell?
Right.
Can you give me a hand job?
Yeah?
No. It's fine. You know. Kind of
it's on no way. No how.
Yeah. There's kind of no way, but it is funny in that fact. But yeah. So I hear that in Central Florida, to get away from the sex complaint, Central Florida is having something with disability, and the services are changed. What's going on with that?
Hold on, aren't you taking that code?
I'll just speed up with this. The fact that is that the Office of Student Disability Services will be changing its name. Well, the name changed, right? So the student accessibility services at a ceremony, and I don't think that they should have a ceremony. We want to be the university with an inclusive environment for all students. That's fantastic. But why do you need to have a ceremony for a changing name? Couldn't you just change the name and be done with it? No! You have to have a ceremony for it. But then, society is working its way from moving away of using terms such as handicap or disability and replacing the word with accessibility, which is a good thing. The UFC removed such terms, and Gumbel said that it's an over-reflection of a more progressive institution.
Because it's Florida.
Because it's Florida. Exactly. Because it's fucking Florida. Now, also, we also hear that in the follow-up to yesterday's GameStop stuff, with additionally the Spline Retro Games and the Fantastic But they're also launching a scholarship program for its employees. They're saying, we want you to be geeks, but we want you to be smart as well. So that's why we're giving you a scholarship, but to have for at least one continuous year to have a minimum of 3.0 or equivalent on their most recent transcript. In addition to the following factors will determine who gets scholarship: financial need, academic performance, demonstrated leadership skills in school, community activity, work experience, career, and education goals. What I don't get, I guess, is work experience. They can't have much if they're going from a GameStop.
But if they're going in for a business, they would have some business knowledge. You have to think of it that way. Two, if they're wanting to work their way up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that also a better sense of knowing business, which is not bad.
No, it is not bad. It is not bad. It is just, you know, a change.
It's a well-needed change.
It's a well-needed change, exactly. It's a well-needed change to the addendum. You know, this is a great thing, but now how do you then transition from that to something that you're sending all of these gamers to college?
It would translate. The thing about it, they're all wanting to learn. They're obviously working there because of some reason.
Right.
What's one way to help give people the ability to actually go to school? They work and go to school. Sometimes it's not that easy to just go and do their stuff in a situation that may not be the best.
Right. Right. And, there isn't, there isn't a thing. I'm glad that they're doing this, but what does this mean for everybody else? You know what I mean? That's the question. Is what does this mean for gamers? You know, can any gamer apply? You know, is it just, and the and what's great about this is that it's launched in 2012, so that means it has 4 years of history. And so you can, it's had to dole out more than $400,000 in monetary assistance. So they're doing a fantastic thing. And if you want to read it, go to GamerFund at the organization's website, which is it's GamerFund.com or news.gamestop.com. But, and if you want to donate, you can go to donations@GameStop.com. And so, yeah, it's a great thing. I don't know why others shouldn't do this. You know? And so, I mean, what do you think? Johnny,
I think
what do
it's
you
good.
Think?
I think it's pretty good.
It is a very good thing. So I guess what we're gonna do is we are going to I guess end the show for tonight, but we will be back next week. This is our last show for the week.
It is Thursday.
It is Thursday, so tomorrow we have off, and then on Monday we will have new content and stuff for you. So, I guess we will do that, and I will say goodbye for Allison. I will say goodbye. John?
Johnny, I'll say goodbye too. Good night, Johnny. Oh, wait, that's me.
Good night. Good night. Good night, guys. Bye.